Dinosaur Jr. have a new album, I Bet on Sky. It is their third since the original lineup of Jay Mascus, Lou Barlow, and drummer Murph reunited in 2005. That was around the time when the band's extraordinary first three albums, Dinosaur, You Are Living All Over Me, and Bug, were reissued. The band initially broke up in 1990, with Mascus keeping the name and Lou Barlow voicing his displeasure to whoever would listen at Sebado shows. As you will hear, they are getting along much better now. We'll start with this performance of Don't Pretend You Didn't Know from I Bet on Sky. Our guest today, Dinosaur Jr.
We'll be right back.
live performance today from Dinosaur Jr. That is, I Don't Pretend You Didn't Know, one of the very fine tunes from I Bet on Sky, the new album, the third since the band has gotten back together. And it is a little known, well-known fact that this new era of their reunited Dinosaur Jr. is longer than the band was originally together. And this era has been a lot more comfortable for everyone. Lou, you and Jay famously did not get along before. Is it just having a more comfortable tour bus this time around, or what's it like?
Well, it's just a lot. We're older, and I don't know. We've done pretty well for ourselves. You know, it's not a lot of struggle going on. You know, I don't know. It's a lot easier.
So it is the tour bus. Okay, good.
Maybe a little bit. Now, it's better than the station wagon, I guess.
This new album and all the ones that you guys have come up with are you just seem to have taken off from a certain point in the development of the band, not necessarily from where you guys left off, but Jay, when you started writing for these new things, was your kind of mission statement the same, or what you were trying to do?
The first couple records were, I was thinking a lot more about, you know, live, like having more songs to play live, and
right.
Could we play these songs live? As opposed to this newer album, I didn't really think of that as much anymore.
Because obviously you've got a lot of material now. What was it like when you first got back together? Because I know that was surrounding the reissue of the first three discs. How did it feel to get him out in front of people as the original three-piece? People seemed pretty excited about all that.
It was really good. It was very natural and felt pretty great for me. You know?
But our manager, one of the first things he scheduled was a TV show, so that was a little intense to just kind of go right ahead and do that. It was a bit intimidating.
Our first public performance was on national television.
Oh, you're kidding. What show?
Like when the reunion, it was the Craig Ferguson show.
Yeah. In LA.
And what did you do on that? What song did you do?
The Lung.
Yeah. I kind of butchered it.
Yeah.
Well, so after you've been out there for a while doing the older material, it must have kind of been a bit of a, I guess that's part of what Jay is saying. There must have been a bit of an impetus to get some new material together, because that could probably get old after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was very grateful when Jay started writing new songs. It definitely infused like a new energy in what we were doing and made it more fun.
And Lou, something else that is different this time around is you get songs on these albums. I was going to say more songs, but you get songs on these albums. How many did you bring in?
I brought in three for this record, and one of them is on, like, there's an like exclusive 7-inch that's got two non-LP tracks, one of Jay's and one of mine, and on 7-inch. But two on this record, two on Farm and two on Beyond.
We're talking with Jay Mascus, Lou Barlow, and Murph about I Bet on Sky, the new Dinosaur Jr. album, and we're hearing some of the tunes. What's next?
Watch the Corners. We'll be right back.
Watch the Corners, live version of that, which is on I Bet on Sky, the new Dinosaur Jr. album, and we're getting a chance to talk with the band about making this, about things. Every one of these new albums, since you guys have gotten back together, has gotten just people. I mean, they're really, really great records, but it's like you always remember your first, and your first three just amazingly inventive, wonderful records. What was it like to revisit them? And I say that because you did Bug as one of those albums that you play in its entirety, and Jay, you've said that wasn't one of your favorites. Did you come to appreciate it more after playing it a bunch of nights?
Oh, yes,
I think we all did. I had fun playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all did.
I think we had to kind of like outlive the tension surrounding the actual recording of that record. It was a hard record for Jay to do, and it was hard for us, like, I guess, just in the band at the time. The atmosphere was pretty awful, so I think we sort of maybe stomped that out a little bit.
Right.
We had to play it again.
I mentioned You're Living All Over Me, which, Jay, I've read you say that was your favorite of all the Dinosaur Jr. albums, or just the original period?
Yeah, I guess, you know, it was just the record where everything kind of came together. And, yeah, I think it stands up
Was it exciting for you other guys too? Did you feel the same about that record?
Oh yeah. I loved that record. I loved the period that we did it, and I loved, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
It was like a whirlwind, just kind of creativity and just, you know.
Yeah, and the sound of the band really did come together then. So.
Well, can you do one from that period?
Sure.
How about Little Furry Things?
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Little Furry Things, one you may well know from the past of the band that is with us here today, Dinosaur Jr. That goes back to You Are Living All Over Me, and their new album out on Jack Jaguar's I Bet on Sky. Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow, and Murph, thank you guys so much for doing these tunes and for hanging out.
You're welcome.
Right, sure.
Dinosaur Jr. are our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.